I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the face of adversity and outright cruelty, a group of Christians is trusting in God to provide justice and asking for your prayers. We'll also take a look at how a loan program is making a huge impact in northern Thailand at both the physical and spiritual level. First, Christians in Palestine are requesting prayer for a court hearing today in the most recent violent attack against Coptic Orthodox nuns. Nearly two decades ago, the Coptic Church opened a room in its convent to a blind elderly woman. Her family exploited their generosity by breaking down walls to extend their living quarters. The nuns took legal action, but the case was dropped in 2015 due to lack of evidence. Over the years, though, they've been the targets of violence.
Now, there have been various attacks against these nuns by this family, and in one particular instance, these nuns were actually driving with a police officer in the nun's car to a police station to record a complaint. Now, not aware of the fact that a police officer was present, the son in this case attacked with some associates of his, attacked this car with an iron bar and a car jack and threatened those inside.
This kind of violence hasn't necessarily become a theme in Palestine, but it doesn't take much to ignite a fire. And Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor asked that you pray the situation would be resolved and that the violence would cease.
I'm not sure that that is a trend seen universally across the West Bank, but certainly we want to see justice done so that there isn't a sense that people can get away with this kind of thing against Christians.
This is Mission Network News. Crossroads Prison Ministries has biblical prison mentorship programs in over 20 countries. Most recently, Crossroads International Director Cynthia Williams traveled to South Africa and Tanzania to provide training and connect with the prison outreach teams in those countries.
In both Tanzania and South Africa, and really, I would say in many of the countries in which we work with Crossroads Prison Ministries internationally, we're seeing a growing understanding that it's the responsibility of the local churches in their country to care for and minister to the prisoners and returning citizens.
Williams was encouraged by the prison ministry leaders and the mentors she met.
One of our coordinators is a military man whose heart was deeply moved when he saw how prisoners were treated, and he decided he wanted to do something about it. But again, his own resources are so meager. But he now serves in five prisons in his area, which house thousands of prisoners. So it's just a huge task. But after this training event, he thanked us many, many times over, saying, "Now I know how to do this ministry. Now I have the tools to do this ministry."
And finally, it only took 9 months of working with the urban poor in Bangkok to convince Jamie Garcia to stay in Thailand long term. He was looking into how he could combine his passion for Thailand, ministry, and coffee into one when he heard how Farms International was helping farmers like coffee growers establish better farming techniques through their interest-free microloan program. Garcia was invited to meet some of these believers in the north.
Through their lives, I saw that the loans were helping in incredible ways. Churches were being planted. There was a lot of people's families who were in anguish and poverty, and they were being kind of elevated out of it.
As loan holders establish a sustainable income and pay back the loan, they're able to tithe back to the church. But also their work is more efficient, so they have more time to get involved with personal ministry.
I think Farms is there to help them thrive financially, and then through that thriving to free them up to do more evangelism, discipleship, and work inside of the local church.
God crossed Garcia's path with Farms, and as he pursues his MBA in Thailand, he's hoping to continue working with Farms. You can visit missionnews.org to learn how you can be praying and how you can contribute to the loan ministry. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? And highlights the stories of eight Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.